Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's March 1st, 2023. And this is individual and group healing. And as always, we are here to not only have the person in the hot seat receive as much healing as serves highest good, but to have everyone, whether you're live or on the recording, get a bunch of healing too, because the allies are very generous with the healing energy on these calls. That's why we do them every month. They're just so helpful. Okay, so what we're going to do is first always set up the container. After this little intro, I'm going to call the directions of the mesa. In fact, I need to light my candle. So give me just a second to do that. And one moment. Just a moment longer. All right, that's got it. Okay, we're going to, after the intro, call the directions, call a whole bunch of beautiful divine allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. And we're going to set up a sacred container, call an embodied awakening for everybody, and then we will get on to the hot seat people. And the way we'll do it is once all that's done, then at that point, I'll ask those who wish to be in the hot seat just to start unmuting and first come, first served. And there's always politeness and people waiting. So I've yet to see a call where someone who really needed a healing didn't get it. So, and we usually have time for at least four people. And of course, as I mentioned, even while someone's in the hot seat, a bunch of healing energy is going out to everyone else at the same time. So, let's tweak this a little bit. There we go. All right. So I do, as always, ask for your undivided attention. Please behave as if you're right here in the room with me and do only this, please. Especially on a call like this, it's super important that we be focused into what we're doing, because the energy you bring live around the recording influences the container. And we want the best container possible so everyone can get maximum benefit. If at some point you have to leave because something's come up or you can't give us your appropriate attention, then just ask the allies to ease you out. Go ahead and exit, whether you're live or on the recording. And since you're a member, you can always come back and do it later in the archive. And as you probably know, the archive recordings are just as powerful as the live ones. As I've said many times, about 90% of members don't even do live calls. They just catch it all in the archive. Okay. I invite you to close your eyes. Become aware of how your body feels. Tune into your energy body if you can feel that and see how that feels. And stay passive and just attentive to either feeling energy moving in your body if you feel that. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, please be passive and just be the passive witness of what's happening. If you're hearing little creaky noises, that's spirit song upstairs. All righty. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocham, Inti, Kuiti. I am that I am. For myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amabhagavan, Yeshua, Motherberry, Mary Magdalene. All right. So sorry I didn't turn my phone off. I will do that right now. Funny, that call was from Energy Healing. That's certainly appropriate. They'll have to talk to me later. Mary Magdalene, Baba G, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Allies, please smooth any ripples in the energy from that call coming in. All right, we're good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, French Broad River, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Alrighty, that's almost there. Allies, please complete the sacred container. It's important that everyone on the call right now be really passive. Please don't try to make the container. Please relax into absolute passivity and just allow it to form from the allies, not from our human effort. There we go. Thank you. Okay, now that the container is there, anyone who wishes to call any additional allies, as long as they're of high vibration and benevolent intent, they're welcome. So if you'd like to bring some more good energy into our work, then please do that now if you want to. Totally optional. We'll leave a moment longer for additional high vibration allies. Alrighty, thank you. So take a moment and see how you feel in your body. See how you feel about the energy around you. All right, feels good. How is it going for a little agua de Florida? For the mesa. May all should be clear from the Agua de Florida, may it be brought to the highest vibration for highest good. All right, feels good. Okay, so now I know we have at least one new person here. And let me just welcome everyone who's here on live, including Anjali, Carmen, Cass and Jim, Deanna, Eric, Fran, Gail, Janet, Marie, Patricia, Sri Pancha Avatar. Gail, I don't recognize you, so welcome if you're new. And if you've been here before and I didn't notice, I apologize for my oversight. All right, so now we're going to do the Embodied Awakening Invocation because we apparently might at least have a new person. I'm going to explain it a little more thoroughly. So you're about to invite your higher self to come into your physical body. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. And receive the strongest awakening that you're ready for right now. So let's do that. You're about to speak out loud to your higher self if possible. If you can't say it out loud for any reason, just think it. So I invite you to repeat after me now, again, speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and become really, really passive. Just if you feel energy moving through your body, just passively notice what it is doing on its own. If you don't have that awareness, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. No breath control. Here is what works best for the Embodied Awakening Invocation. Please do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be super passive and feel what's coming anyway. Your higher self is acting as you requested. Just try to feel what it's doing. If you get distracted, at some point you'll notice that. At that point, just relax your attention back into feeling energy. Or if you don't feel the energy, just feel the breath. Totally passive otherwise. And in line with our passivity motto, let's use the absolute minimum energy needed to feel anything. So let's try zero effort for starters. So right now, just drop to zero. Whatever happens is fine. Just totally relax and see what happens. There's at least one person in the field who is not relaxing to zero. So whoever you are, please just try it for a moment. Just go to absolute zero effort. Just chill completely, see what happens. Just try it on for size. Much better, thank you. And remember, you're just as participating on the recording as on the live call. So you are influencing us just as much, even from the recording. So treat it just as seriously as if you were on the live call. That's nice. Well done, everybody. It's a team effort. Now it's feeling nice. Now I sense most people are in embodied awakening. How do you know if you're there? The following will all be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So if that's your experience, again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, then you're good. Just relax and enjoy it. If you're not yet there, stay really, really passive and just feel energy or feel breath. Let your divine bring the awakening to you. Now don't stress out. You don't have to be all the way into embodied awakening to do the rest of the call, but the more awakened you are, the more benefit you're going to get. And the more beneficial your presence will be to everybody else. So just let it come as strong as it wants to. Ah, feels great now, good. Okay, I feel like we're all pretty good and ready to do our hot seating. So again, what we're gonna do, one at a time, people are gonna unmute and volunteer. Now, in order to be in the hot seat, you have to be on the live call. You have to be able to hear me and speak to me in real time. No chatting on the texting. You got to be live with your voice. So whoever, and again, we'll have time for at least four. We've done as many as six, so plenty of time. It looks like Patricia is first, and it looks like Gail's there too. Patricia and Cass there too. I would love for Gail, who is new, to have first shot, if that's
okay. Cool.
Are you okay with that?
I'm fine.
Yeah. So, Gail, hi.
Hi. Hello.
Is this your first time on a live call with us?
Yes, it is.
I got it right. Cool. All right. So, welcome. So glad you're here.
Thank you.
How long have you been a member of Awakening Plus?
I think a couple weeks.
Okay, sweet. Well, thank you for joining. All right, so what we ask of the person in the hot seat is to just make a clear, simple request as to the healing you want. And all we need to know is, what do you want to be different when we're done? We don't need the whole backstory about how you got that way or anything like that. So in the simplest possible terms, what would you like to be different and better by the end of our little healing round?
I'd like to not be dizzy anymore.
Not be dizzy. Okay. And is this like a chronic dizziness?
Chronic intermittent, yeah.
And are you dizzy right now?
Slightly.
Okay. So on a 0 to 10 scale, where 10 is just overwhelmingly dizzy and 0 not dizzy at all, what number would you give to the dizzy right now?
2.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we can do. And we're not going just for the symptom. We're trying to get to the root of it and stop it from happening at all, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's all we need to know, because the allies already know everything about you. So they're doing the work. We're just going to kind of be conduits and watch it happen. So what you'll need to do, Gail, is just relax and be completely passive and just be willing to receive the energy. you and anyone else who's in the hot seat can always use the safe word, which is stop. And if you say stop, everybody stops being a conduit. I give it for comfort, but no one's ever used it. I don't think anyone ever will. But if you feel like it's getting too much, just let me know, saying stop. It may get intense, but it's never overwhelmed anyone. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so Gail, please close your eyes. And your job now is to be completely passive and just receive the goodness, all right? So everyone else, as always, we are going to be passive conduits. So I'm going to invite everyone who's going to, everyone except Gail, to repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me for Gail's highest good. May her dizziness be completely and finally eliminated to the greatest extent that serves highest good, including its underlying root cause. This or something better. All right, let the words go and relax. Everyone now, including Gail, should be completely passive. Again, no visualizing, no sending, no nothing except passively letting the energy come into the top of your head, not the front of your body, over to Gail. So everyone just relax, and here it comes. Gail and anyone else, if your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, that's fine. If you need to cry or wail, that's fine. If your body needs to move in some way, you can get up and move it. Whatever the body spontaneously wants to do to release is fine. No one except Gail is audible, Gail and me. So, and some people may be having some of Gail's heavy energy move through them for clearing. And you'll know it if it's happening. Just relax and be passive yourself. And know the allies are making use of you to assist her. Any questions on the procedure, Gail?
No.
All right, so just eyes closed, relax. Are you feeling the energy coming through you already? Any awareness?
Not really, no.
All right, so if you don't feel energy, just notice your breath coming in and out. It often happens when we're working with people who aren't super energetically sensitive by nature yet. I often will feel what's happening in them better than they do, as weird as that sounds. It happens a lot. So I will narrate my experience, and with any luck, I'll be accurately describing what's happening for you. I am now just starting to feel some of that heavy energy relating to the issue coming out your hands. Are you by chance feeling any sensation in your hands or any sense of energy leaving your body through your hands or feet?
I'm just aware of my hands.
Okay. In the palms?
A little bit warm.
Okay, good. So that's your perception of the energy motion. So again, when people are not super sensitive, their perception of the energetic effects might be the sense of, oh, I feel a little more calm, a little more relaxed, a little more peaceful. And that itself is an energetic effect. And if that's all you feel by the end of this, then we'll definitely know something's happening. What I'm perceiving empathically is a lot of heavy energy flushing out your hands and your feet. And you're doing a great job, Gail, of staying passive and allowing that. I'm feeling a really strong, it feels like a strong current, almost like a fire hose. So you're doing great. What we can do, if you wish, Gail, is an augmented invocation to have maximum awareness of the energy. Would you be okay with that?
Yes.
So this will be on top of the other one, which will keep running. So repeat after me, Gail, maximum awareness.
Maximum awareness.
Of the subtle energy.
Of the subtle energy.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Thank you. All right, now just relax, Gail, and just once again be super passive. If you don't feel energy, just feel breath and let it come and go as it will. The elders are saying, Geller's a song they would ask you not to listen to if you have been. It goes like, you're making me dizzy, my head is spinning. So if you listen to that song, absolutely not. That's not good for your condition, all right? That was kind of a joke. Just let the energy keep running. Ooh, I'm feeling heat in my head, especially. I'm feeling all kinds of stuff. So there's definitely a lot of healing happening, Gail. Again, it's often true that the healing is distributed out among those on the call and on the recording. So got a lot of helpers processing whatever this business is about. And the beautiful thing about our healing invocation that we use in this variation for you is neither you or us needs to have any concept of what the root problem is. The allies have all that knowledge and are doing it for us. We're just acting as conduits and kind of facilitators for the effect. So I'm still feeling that really strong flushing, good strong flow happening. Gail, is it okay with you if others on the call simultaneously receive healing as long as it doesn't negatively affect yours?
Yes.
All right. Now, all right. That was, the allies actually wanted your permission for that. That was interesting. So now the healing is going to everybody. And since the allies have access to infinite supply of energy from all the universe, that's no problem for everyone to get healing. And no one else has to request anything specific. The allies already know what you need, perhaps better than you do. So everybody at this moment is getting whatever healing serves their highest good at the exact same time as everyone but Gail is being a conduit for the healing energy for Gail. And the allies are multitasking it. All we humans have to do is stay passive, relaxed, let the energy move as it will, and everything will move perfectly. So Gail, have you gained any conscious awareness of the energy moving at all?
No, I just feel really calm.
All right. So again, that's your awareness. And it often when, you know, it takes a while, sometimes a lot of layers have to peel sometimes before a person starts getting sensitivity. I was so insensitive for so many years. So I totally get what it's like to have everyone around me reveling in all their experiences, and I'm just clueless. When do I get to feel it? You know, so it can happen. And the good news is you'll get the benefit even if you're not consciously aware of it. I'm feeling a lot of heat in my feet, quite a bit in the palms as well. And this heavy energy all just flushes down to Mother Earth, and she loves this stuff. For her, it's like a chocolate snack. So you can freely release it. Know that Mother Earth will do good things with it and is happy to receive it. I'm sensing a lot of vibration in your upper torso, front and back, Gail. So what they're doing is they're loosening something up. And once it's all loose, they will flush it. But right now, they're just kind of stirring it up. Big gratitude to everyone on the call, live or on the recording, who is allowing some of this heavy energy to pass through them. Everyone just stay passive, let the allies process it for you. They're way good at that, better than we humans could ever be, working from our egos. Ooh, nice shift right there. So I just went into a noticeably deeper state of bliss. Did you just now, Gail, notice a nice energy shift by chance?
We saw a flash of color.
Ooh, okay. But was there a feeling change or just a visual?
Just the visual.
Okay, cool.
So, actually, the intensity in my head is decreasing.
So is the intensity related to the dizziness?
Mm-hmm, the headache and dizziness with it, yeah.
So you're saying it feels a little better now?
A little. Mm-hmm.
We'll take it. All right, and we're nowhere near done. The way we do it, Gail, is I just monitor. The energy is still, it's been at high intensity now for several minutes. When it's done, we feel it kind of calm down and peter down to nothing. So it's up to the allies how long each round lasts. And since, you know, everyone else is getting good juju too, it really doesn't matter how long any particular person's round lasts because everybody benefits. So I just had a shift, Gail, where my body now feels more like energy than solid matter. Just out of curiosity, is there any perception at all of your body feeling a bit lighter?
I feel warm in my face, not lighter.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. All right. You're doing great.
No, actually.
You feel it now?
It's real subtle.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing good. I'm glad you're having these perceptions. This is really good. Yeah, the allies are using a lot of effort to get you those feelings. And just know that if you choose to, you know, do our shadow healing work stuff and start peeling layers of the onion like we talk about, then your sensitivity will gradually open up. And know that whatever you're feeling right now is absolutely perfect for where you're at. It's not a contest and no one's better than anyone else. It's just, we just love each other exactly where we are and know that there's always room for improvement. That's lovely. Okay, I'm feeling the intensity of the energy starting to ease off a little bit. They're still doing a lot. I'm feeling a lot of work in the back of your heart chakra, especially, and upper torso generally, a little bit in the throat. So they're, and yeah, some of the head too. Yeah, they're pretty active from the heart chakra up, actually, and in the arms. So they're continuing to, yeah, they're, once again, they're putting that in. It's subtler this time, but there's an intense energy through much of your upper body, which is designed to kind of shake up, loosen up whatever that heavy energy is that's related to your dizziness. And they are inviting you, if you haven't yet, to really give those little invocations for healing and awakening a serious try in your own daily practice, if you're willing. The allies are promising you that they can heal and awaken you better than you can through your own efforts. And they're just, if you haven't already, they're asking that you give them a chance to show that to you. And Gail, are you just relaxing at zero effort? Are you really just letting it happen?
Yes.
Good. Well done. Okay, they're winding down, but there's still a lot of intense vibration in your body that I'm aware of. So we'll just give it a bit longer here. We're also saying be careful about listening to the music of Dizzy Gillespie. That could aggravate your condition. Also the song Dizzy Miss Lizzy.
I don't know that one.
That's an old 50s song. I'm showing my age. I think we're coming down to ground. Do you feel kind of like your round is over? Are you sensing any major stuff still happening, Gail?
No, I just feel like 10 times more relaxed than I was.
Good. And on the dizzy, what's the 0 to 10 on that now?
0.5.
Whoa, so quite a bit down.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you feel like they're still doing some background work, you're welcome to just relax and stay in your process as long as you like, even while we move on to other people. Okay. If you at some point feel like you're done with your own process, then you can be a conduit for others. It's up to you. Okay.
Thank you.
So any questions or concerns, Gail, before we move on to the next person?
No, thanks.
Okay. Again, I'm so grateful you showed up. Welcome to Awakening Plus, and thanks for joining us on the call. Really grateful to have you here.
Thank you.
All right. So let's see who's next. Whoever would like to be next, then just looks like Cass and Jim is on. All right. So is it Cass or Jim?
It'll be Cass.
All right. All right. Cass, hi.
Hi.
So what would you like today?
I need the pain to go away. I fell off a two-step ladder yesterday and fell onto my left side. I had x-rays done. Nothing is broken. That's but great. I have an extremely sharp pain at waist level, about halfway between my spine and the side of my body. Mm. And it just spontaneously gives me very sharp pain.
Awesome.
And I would like to see that go away, please, permanently.
All right. So left side of the body, a little toward the back. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes, on the back.
All right. Okay. Got it. So you just relax, as you know how to do so well. So everyone else, please repeat after me out loud, if possible, silently if you must. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Allies.
Now, Cass, you don't say it. You just relax and receive it.
thank you.
Okay. Please flow the energy through me. To serve Cass's highest good. May the pain in her left side of her body and its root causes be completely healed to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. So everyone now just relax, let the energy come through you on its own. Again, some of you may feel healing stuff happening in your own body on her behalf, or perhaps even for yourself, or who knows. Just relax and let it roll. So Cass, do you feel energy kind of focusing in that part of the body now?
I feel energy around. I don't feel it directly there, though. It's all around.
Okay, good. We'll take it.
Okay, I sure will. Thanks.
I'm sensing a subtle vortex right in that area, but it is subtle, so you may notice it a little more as we proceed.
Okay.
Oh. there may be some pain while they work on it. Sometimes that's necessary.
It's choppy coming in. Mm-hmm.
Do your best to relax and allow.
Relax.
Yeah, the guarantee is that it won't be too much. And if your experience is different, let us know by saying stop. But it's never happened yet. There they go. And you're welcome to cry, make sound, move your body, whatever needs to happen as part of the process spontaneously. That's all fine.
There's a strong pulling sensation.
Okay, good.
Relax.
Yeah, just try to just be with, even if there's pain, just be present with it, 100%, no filter. And the suffering comes from resisting what's happening more than what's happening. So just the best you can, just be present with what they're doing. To ask for a complete healing of an acute injury that fresh is going to take some work, and it may be intense. They're going to do it as gently as they can, but some pain may be part of the process. Once again, healing is being given to everyone who's hearing my voice, live or on the recording. Again, some are processing forecasts. And none of us has to know what's coming through or for who it is. Just if it's in our field, we just relax and be present with it and let it move through. Yeah, they're bringing up some thick, sludgy stuff from your field. And it's starting to ooze out your hands. Are you aware of that, Cass?
Yes, I am, very much.
So I don't know how that's related to the injury, but they seem to think it's important, so we'll let them take it out. Okay, so part of the higher reason why the injury happened was to stir up some old stuff, some old emotional stuff you need to clear, hopefully, or that it's a good time to clear. So part of the reason for the injury is the catalyst for that healing, and that's what's happening here. So it was kind of a means to an end.
Okay.
Just let the stuff flush. You know, the audience is saying, if you really let this stuff go here, you'll get a really nice little upgrade. So just be fully present with the energy, whether it feels good or bad. Just be as passive and present as you can, Cass. The audience is saying, we're actually in a period of time now when lots of light workers are getting a lot of challenging catalyst, specifically because when they receive strong catalyst and deal with it well, then they can go to a significantly deeper awakening. I had that experience in the last few days myself. Big challenge and big breakthrough. And I'm not the only one by any means. Ooh, feel that new frequency throughout your body there, Cass?
I feel something coming.
Yeah, this is like a, it looks like a matrix of energy. It's vibrating really fast and intense. And that's, yeah, they're going to loosen some things up for you.
Yeah, it's vibrating very strongly.
Yeah, that's a good one there. Just relax into that. So if you relax, it will be intense, but not uncomfortable. So just be with the high vibration intensity of it. Just relax into that. Yeah, they got some emotional stuff they want to clear out of your heart chakra. So please, whatever emotions come up, just be fully present with the feeling. Don't worry about the details, the story, the how or why. None of that matters for this purpose. Just be with the feeling itself. If thoughts and feelings come up, thoughts or images, just let them be in the background. No resistance, but attend to the feeling. Big gratitude to everyone who's on this call live or on the recording who is feeling some of that stuff come through them as well. Thank you all so much for carrying some of the load, acting as surrogate healers. Super grateful to you all. So Cass, does your body feel more like energy than flesh now?
That's all I'm feeling.
Is that energy?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take it. Yeah, I just had to shift myself, so I was checking in. Yeah, so just let them vibrate you. Again, they're shaking some stuff up that must be in there pretty good for them to have to shake it so much. So just relax. Just relax into this intense vibration. Just be okay with it lasting as long as it lasts for an undetermined amount of time. Yeah, it feels like you've kind of relaxed into it. You're okay with the frequency now. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
So just be with it. This too shall pass at the right moment, but just hang out with it as long as it's there. Are you willing, Cass, to release everything you've been in order to become what you are here to become, the next level up?
That's a good question. Yeah, I am. I've been waiting for it.
Okay, so I hear a yes.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
So let's relax, and now they have permission, so... Now they're going to go to work even more. So relax.
Just shake like crazy.
That's right. Just let it roll, baby. My nickname is the human jackhammer. I'm not even embarrassed by it anymore. I leave my camera on so everyone can see me shake if they want to. Woo! Go, Lordy. That's getting intense. Feel that? How intense that's getting? All right. Just relax and let the upgrade come. There's no way to conceive the upgrade till it's there because, as we all know, a level cannot conceive a level beyond itself.
Yeah.
You'll know it when you're at the next level. You won't be able to verbalize it very well, but you'll feel it.
Okay.
You'll be it.
Cannot see them, but I sense pastel colors around me.
Ooh.
Cannot see them, but I feel it.
Oh, yeah, there's feel that vibration kind of settling in a little more easily now.
Yeah.
So that new frequency is what you're becoming. You feel that now?
My gosh.
Yeah, just relax into that.
Wow.
Yeah. Sweet. Mm-hmm. A lot of other people are getting it too, apparently. A lot of people are ready for this. No, actually, I'm mistaken. What's happening is each person on this call, live or on the recording, is receiving whatever frequency they are next ready for. So we're each having an experience, but it's unique for each of us.
Yeah.
The allies are really good at customizing. Again, whatever that sorrow is in your heart, just feel that completely along with everything else. Do you feel that grief in the heart a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
But just be present with it. Don't do anything about it. Just feel it like everything else. Yeah, they want you full body awareness, feeling all the energy, including that grief in the heart. Just simply be present without resistance and just be with it. Okay, we've peaked and now it's integrating.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the understanding.
I believe your process has peaked and is now calming down and integrating.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, it's that kind of muggy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
Just relax, they're still working. Just relax as they complete the integration of these new energies into your physical body so you can have this as your new normal. There's always a new normal waiting beyond the current one when you're ready for it. And that's why one of our Awakening Plus mottos is, it always gets better than this. You can't conceive it, but it always shows up when you're ready. Infinitely deep. The biggest room in the world is room for improvement. Okay, if you're not already at absolute zero effort, then please drop to that, Cass. Just be.
Okay.
Just be. There you go. Thank you. There you go. How's that feel?
Wow. Glowing.
Good. And I know we've forgotten all about that pain in your side, but how's it doing?
Well, I'll have to move and see, and I'll tell you.
Okay. Yeah. Let us know how it's doing.
I can move it. It's tight. It's very tight, but I can move it.
But does it hurt?
Yeah, a little bit. It does.
Uh-huh. Is it any better than when we started?
Yeah, much better. Much better.
Good. Yeah. Well, they did what they could.
Mm-hmm. And I would ask, how should I focus the rest of this evening to?
Yeah, well, if you feel like you need to stay on your own process, then stay there.
Okay.
For as long as that's true. If at some point you feel like you're complete with your own focus and you can, you know, put attention on the other healings, that's fine.
Okay.
And,
all right.
But if you need the whole rest of the night for yourself, that's perfectly fine.
I will stay for now and try to help if I can.
Okay. Yeah. Just whatever is fine.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Benjamin, and all of you who helped me. Thank you very much. Very much.
Okay, cool. All right, so I see that Sara put something in the text, and it sounds like she all has to leave here in a moment. So, Sara, if you don't have time to work with us, I understand. But we're going to keep going with in order. And here's the trick. Patricia has been waiting since we started. So, Sara, how much time do you have before you have to leave the call?
Oh, my student moved up their lesson. I only have a few minutes. I just had noticed that so many people on so many calls are just exhausted. and I am too. So there we are. So if you have time at the end, you could just throw a little juice out for so many people experiencing the same symptom.
Sure. We'll work you remotely along with everyone else. How's that?
Bless you. Thank you.
Okay. And okay. All right, cool. All right. So sorry the timing didn't work out for you for live, but we'll make it work. So Patricia, you're finally up. Thanks for your patience.
I've been sick for the last 10 days. I can't shake whatever this thing is. My head, my sinuses, my ears, my chest. I'm just sick.
So you just want overall physical healing?
Yes, and emotional and spiritual. I got Noctro Loop.
You got what?
Noctro Loop. I got it's ongoing garbage with my youngest kid. It just knocks me off center.
So emotional. Okay, so you need the whole ball of wax, it sounds like.
I need the whole ball of wax.
How about if we just go for highest good healing and leave it at that?
Works for me.
The allies know what you need. All right. Okay, so just broadly, I do want to be able to measure it. So 0 to 10, 10 being just really horrible, 0 being everything's awesome. What would you say your overall holistic state is right now?
Right now, I'm about a 6. I was more of a 7 or an 8 at the beginning of the call, but everything's really helped. But yeah,
you're at a 6 now. Okay. Okay, gotcha. Alrighty. So you relax and receive. So everyone else, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Patricia's highest good. Whatever healing she needs, let her receive it. This or something better. Aho. All right, everyone relax. The energy's coming really big. Just let it come through you and over to Patricia. Stay passive. Wow. Immediately. The allies are honoring Sara's request, and they're just helping everyone with whatever they need. So this is Patricia in the hot seat, but everyone's getting the healing. So as before, if you're not Patricia, you just stay super passive, and you will simultaneously be the conduit for her, and you will simultaneously receive your own healing at the same time. So just relax and let it roll. The only difficulty will be if you try to do anything from your ego, which would be really confusing. So don't stay passive. Let the allies move the energy for us. Patricia, do you feel that vibration through your body?
Yeah.
Relax. Yeah. Let it do its thing. I'm so grateful that all of you are willing to show up and do this work with us. Thank you so much. I'm speaking to the humans and the divine allies both. Once again, the idea is to completely relax and be 100% passive and just let the energy move through you on its own. Let our beautiful divine allies do it for you. Let your body do whatever it wants to do. As long as nobody gets hurt. The allies wanted me to share a teaching from a really intense experience I had this last weekend. I was doing a couple of ayahuasca ceremonies, and the night before the first ceremony, I got infiltrated by a dark entity, a really powerful one, and I thought I had cleared it, but when I got into ceremony, I discovered it had wrapped its energy all through my body. I was really deeply infiltrated, and my own best effort from ego was not enough to clear it. I tried everything I could, and it just wasn't working. And I had to call one of the helpers over to hold space for me. I had to call upon all my divine allies to assist me. And after maybe 3 or 4 hours, the thing finally cleared. But it was very slow. And one of the lessons to me was interdependence. You know, my own solo efforts were not cutting it. And the bonus at the end was the only way to beat the thing was to move to a whole new level of awakening I'd never been to before. So as always, Dark Catalyst is here to help us grow and evolve to the next level, often through challenge and difficulty. So recognize challenges for what they are, growth opportunities, awakening opportunities, healing opportunities. And if you can't do it solo, then get some help from your friends. You know, yesterday I had to call my good friend Zachary Adama and get his help when that thing reinfiltrated me. And with him, we were able to get it out again. So don't be shy about calling for help. Sometimes the lesson is we need help from others to get it done. If you can do it solo, great. If not, reach out to those who can assist you. So that is for anyone hearing my voice, if that's helpful. Just Patricia is asking for help from us right now. There's no shame in that. That is how it works. Patricia, is there any discomfort in your stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah, just be with that. Just completely feel whatever is there, whether it feels good or feels bad. Just be present with it. Yeah, whatever's going on there in your stomach is related to the challenges you're having. So just hold attention wherever you feel the work happening so they can get it done more efficiently. As always, your attention where the challenge is required to get the work done. At least the way we work. Okay, Patricia, if you're the other one to take you to that higher level right there. Relax into that new vibration and just be that. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Just relax. Yeah, they're wanting to take you to that new vibe. Just please relax into it. Just like with Cass, you have to release what you've been in order to become the next version of your wonderful self. So just let that happen. There you go. Good. Shed that skin, baby. Mm-hmm. Feel that beautiful vibration right there.
Yes.
I'm also feeling a lot of heat in the feet, a lot of heavy energy draining out.
Yeah.
Thank you for leaving heavy energy. Just relax into that altered state. Mm-hmm. know a lot of other folks are getting to enjoy something similar as well. So the allies are now inviting everybody to go completely passive and just relax into your experience. Now everybody's in the hot seat right now. Just relax and receive your healing. The allies are flowing directly to each of us now. The extent to which we each receive our highest good healing is now dependent upon how much each of us can really relax and simply receive. So do your best. The allies already know what you most need. There's no need to say it. You can if you want to, but totally not required. They usually know but what we need better than we humans do. Patricia, you still getting plenty of healing juice there?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Just relax and keep receiving. Just did that for the benefit of everyone else so they could be assured that Patricia is not getting shortchanged here. She's getting all the healing energy she needs as we each relax and receive our highest good healing as well. Remember that any challenge with which we light workers are faced can be mastered. And if you can't master it solo, then call on your allies, whether they're divine or human or whatever. Hmm. How's that feeling, Patricia?
Oh, really good. Really good. Thank you.
Does that feel feel complete on your healing end?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much. Thank you all. And thank the allies.
Yeah, well done. Well done. All right. We got time for one more hot seat person. And I mean, we're all getting it anyway, but someone wants to be in the hot seat, then feel free to step in. Deanna, hi.
Hi. I have three symptoms that keep coming and going, and one of them got pretty intense during this call, but
right.
I've had right shoulder pain.
Okay.
And hot flashes.
Right.
And the really intense one for this call is tightness in arches of my feet and almost pain. So if I've been sitting and I try to stand up, or especially during energy work. And so I just want to make sure that everything is attuned the way it should be, because these symptoms feel debilitating at times.
I understand. All righty. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You relax. And everyone else, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am. Divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Deanna's highest good, to relieve the tightness in her feet, to eliminate her hot flashes, and to clear the pain in her right shoulder. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Highest good be done. Everyone, please go passive. Let the energy roll. Yeah, a lot of heat coming out of my feet.
I can feel it coming out of my left heel.
Good.
Down the back of my left leg.
Lovely. So I know you're already great at being passive, so just do it and receive. Yeah, sweet vibration. Okay, once again, everyone's getting their healing, so everyone else just relax, go to zero. And this time the allies say they're going to dual purpose everybody except for Deanna. Everyone's going to simultaneously be conduits and receive highest good healing at the same time. Just relax and let it run itself. Okay, someone is trying to control something. Please relax out of that and just be. Just let the energy do what it will. It is much more smart and powerful than any of us egos down here. Just relax and let it work its magic. That's better. Thank you, whoever you are. Don't know if you're live or on the recording, but thank you for chilling out. Yeah, we got a great flow now. Yeah, my feet are super hot. A lot of good energy coming through there.
Mine are like blocks of ice. It's kind of an interesting sensation.
Yeah, well, whatever they feel like is fine. Just be with it.
There's a new interesting sensation in my solar plexus.
Okay. So Deanna, just go to absolute zero effort. They want to upgrade you. Are you willing to release everything you've been to become the next thing?
Yes, I am.
I let it go. And here we go. Just let yourself be that formless being of energy there. Others are also having similar experiences. Yeah, just relax into the void. Just everyone, let yourself dissolve into what's happening here. Everyone who's hearing my voice live or on the recording is being invited to dissolve into the void for a bit and emerge upgraded. Just relax into this if you're willing to do it. Okay, this new vibration we've gone to is now being slowly brought back into the physical body to upgrade it and let your consciousness function at a higher level from now on. Stay passive and let them just integrate these frequencies into the physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. The energy is still very subtle and very intense. Just stay with it, stay relaxed, stay open. Let it work its magic. We're going to go a little past 90 minutes, so just relax into that if you can. If you do have to leave early, just ask the allies to ease you out of the field before you leave the call live or on the recording, please. Thank you. That's a pretty profound energy right there. Relax into that. It's so far beyond language, I'm not even going to try to verbalize it. Now they're beginning to integrate this frequency into the body. Now we're getting more of a physical grounding. Looks like we're wrapping up. Wow. Deanna, how are you doing?
Doing well. I went very, very deep. I'm still having light pulsing in my third eye, but my right foot feels great, and my left foot feels like it's almost better. There's a small area in the center still.
Okay, good. So anything else notable that you want to share with us?
No, I think I just need to sit with this for a while, but thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for being our focal point. I guess you're our local focal. Uh. All righty. So, allies, please take this good medicine and send it out to all other beings whose highest good it will serve on Earth and anywhere else. Thank you. Everyone just relax while the allies broadcast the energy out. There's plenty more where that came from, so we're being replenished simultaneously, so none of us is going to get diminished in any way as it's shared, because there's the old infinite supply available. Okay, they finish broadcasting. See if you don't, if you feel larger. Sometimes when energy is shared, one can expand to be all or part of its path. Thank you, Alice. Okay, so now we're going to close the Mesa. Pachamama. Mama Kia, we're a kocha inti kwechi. That is a sweet frequency. Thank you, allies. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with everyone who's been part of this event for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Thank you again, allies. So grateful. Okay, the container is closed. If you got something else you got to do, you can depart. Or if you want to hang around on the live call and make questions or comments live or on the chat, that's all good. So we'll leave a little time in case anyone wants to add a comment or question. Patricia says, thank you, everyone. Lots of love to all. Wow, what a frequency. It's amazing. Gail says, thank you. You're welcome, Gail. Thanks again for joining us. Fran says, quick question. If you have to go to the bathroom, do you ease out and ease back in? Good question. No, you can stay in the container if you go to the bathroom. That's fine. It won't offend the allies and it won't affect the energy. Yeah, there's sometimes when I'm doing shamanic healing with a client, I'll have to pee and I'll tell them, okay, I'm about to physically exit the space for a moment, but I'm going to stay energetically connected. And I stay, you know, blended in with the field, even while I'm out there peeing and coming back. Sometimes the urination is is part of the cleansing where some heavy energy is being cleared through the actual urine stream. So that can happen. So you definitely want to be in the container if that's happening. Fran also typed, this was wonderful and very intense. Loved it. So glad to hear that, Fran. And Fran, I know you're also a fairly recent member, so thank you for joining us and hanging around. Great to have you. Phyllis says, thank you for sending me the email so I could join the live call. Of course. All Awakening Plus members get those email reminders unless they ask not to. So we all get the weekly update with the next week's events and the archives of the prior week. And again, unless you request not, you're going to get a reminder the day of. And you're also going to get an email when the archive event posts. But again, you can request not to receive those if that's too many emails. And that's all detailed on the bottom of every weekly email in the footer. The allies are telling me they're going to give me as much challenge as I need to keep breaking through new levels of awakening, because it's really critical that I keep evolving so that I can keep ahead of you guys. as the guy who runs Awakening Plus, I view it as my responsibility to keep fast tracking my own healing and awakening so that I can, you know, keep offering an upward path for you guys. And also acknowledge that some of you are beyond me in certain ways, and yet somehow choose to keep hanging out anyway. So grateful for each and every one of you at whatever level you're at. All right, nothing of significance has come through in terms of new questions and comments, although Fran put a nice thank you in there. Any last anything before we wrap it up, folks? So tomorrow night is Thursday, and we're doing our astrology mini readings call as we do every month. So that's not recorded, but if you want to show up and give me your natal info and have me do a quick mini reading for you on whatever topic you ask, I'm happy to do that. And that's just another little perk of being a member. So show up for that tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern if you can. And I think that is a wrap. So grateful to each and every one of you. Thank you all for holding the vibration, for letting it come through, for staying passive, for doing such an awesome job. Once again, just can't say how grateful I am enough to all the beautiful members who keep showing up and helping us hold this beautifully, increasingly high vibration for ourselves and for all sentient beings. Thank you so much. All right. Good night, everyone. Many blessings. Sleep well. Whatever you're going to do next. Bye.